Hello and welcome to the ILTA Professional Services Peer Group Leadership Podcast Series. I'm Scott David, the ILTA Professional Services Peer Group Vice President from Vorys, Sater, Seymour and Peace. I will be interviewing Skip Lohmeyer, the CIO of Jackson Kelly PLLC and the co-president of the 2014 ILTA Conference, on the topic of getting started in the CIO or IT director role, either from a promotion from within or a transition to the role in a new firm. And thank you, Skip. Let's just start out with if you could first give a little background about how you came into your CIO role at Jackson Kelly.
Sure, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me today. I'm glad to help out. So I was the CTO at Hunter McLean, and Jackson Kelly posted a position, and I inquired, and then a dialogue started about what they needed and what they were looking for. And one thing led to another that they offered the job of the CIO role, their first CIO role here at Jackson Kelly. And I've been here for about a year and a month.
Well, great. Often I hear about CIOs crafting a first 90 or 100 days plan. Did you craft something like this when you changed firms? And if so, how did you go about doing it? Or if not, what did you do to establish your initial priorities and goals?
Yeah, good question. There are a lot of articles and things about, the first 90 days or 100 days. And I think there are very relevant information resources out there to help somebody create a plan, but I most definitely created a plan. I think that I'm not going to be as effective without a good plan. The start of a new job is like a project in and of itself, and like any good project management plan, you have to do some good research. That's where those resources come into play. Plan your actions and then execute with gusto when you get there. My plan really covered the first 6 months. Granted, the action list was really more detail-oriented for the first 60 to 90 days, and the rest of it was really just milestones and more general high-level accomplishments that I wanted to tackle by certain time frames to keep momentum going. I wanted an action plan that would keep things moving along and to make sure that I didn't miss any big components that I know that law firms are looking for.
Well, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit about the people side of this. What was your approach to your staff? Did you have a universal message for them? How did you go about evaluating your staff? And did you do anything to assure or discuss with your staff that you coming in didn't necessarily mean there would be others who would be let go or have their roles reduced or changed?
Yeah, I think that it's really critical that in the first day that you establish what's going on, because many of them, whether it's a new role or you're replacing a CIO role or IT director role, everybody's wondering what's going to happen next. And there are just too many movies about, somebody, a new leader coming in and then letting everybody go. So a lot of people are really nervous, and I know the CIO or the new IT director, they're all nervous too, but you've got to come out of the gate strong with just a few things to get them on the first day. If you don't hit them on the first day, I think their confidence in you will erode, and the trust evaporates really quickly. And since the CIO is really more about people than anything else, you have to be really honest and genuine and authentic from the very get-go. So on the first day, I wanted to make sure I had a full team meeting. I said who I was, and it wasn't just my background, but making sure they understand my leadership style. And then I went into what I expect of others, which is my three solid core characteristics for anybody, and that's a high sense of integrity, ownership, and urgency. And I told them if they had those down, that we're going to work well together. And even if their job may change, or we may have to tweak what team they're on or what project they're assigned to, it's going to work out in the end, and I think we'll find that we both can work well together. And I let them know my intentions about, how I'm going to go about changes. That probably for the first 3 to 6 weeks, I probably won't make any big giant changes. without giving really considerate amount of time in making sure I ask the right questions, I get their input before I make those big changes. But I will be making small changes as we go along, and I think that really put them at ease. And I told them, I said, right now, today, and I told them, I can't promise anything, but right now, today, everyone, you have all your jobs. Now, things may change over time, but right now, I can say that, everybody's good to go, and we need to work together to figure out where we are and where we ought to be going, and let's figure out how to work together to get there. I think that reminding them that their input and their honest input to me, and their feedback was part of the key to success for the team. And the team will never get better and reach that premier level without that level of input. So I made sure I established that my door is always open. And if you have issues, if you have complaints, if you feel like decisions you didn't like, please come talk to me and we will work it through. I made sure that I scheduled right then and there. I said, I'm going to schedule an hour with each person. And I planned really 2 hours just in case we spilled over into a second hour, just to get a first one-on-one meeting with every single person in the department. Now, granted, that may not always work for some CIOs going into really large law firms that might have 100 people. It'd be a lot of hours spent, and it may take several weeks to accomplish that. But to me, I would want to meet every single person and give every person an amount of time with me one-on-one, so I really understand their personality the best I can in that short period of time. I also went ahead and planned, understood and replanned any team or department meetings so they understand how often I want to meet. And I said, let's start with more meetings in the beginning, and then we'll back down as we find them unnecessary. Because I don't want to have unnecessary meetings. So getting all that out of the gate in the first day really helped ease the tension, I think, between not only myself but with the team members that I needed to work with.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like explaining a lot of the thought process behind the decisions really helped out in that situation as well. I'd like to change perspectives and talk now about understanding the attorney perspective at your new firm. Did you meet with a set of attorneys when you entered your firm? If so, how did you figure out who and what were your some of your goals in their discussion? Any surprises from your discussions with the partners?
Well, there were some surprises, but nothing really hugely surprising. I mean, law firms generally work the same way, and they generally have the same problems. You usually get the little surprises where somebody says, I haven't ever been approached before. I've never been asked this question before. Like I had one attorney say, no one's ever asked me what I thought about technology. And given their role, you think, gosh, we've got to do a better job of customer service. And maybe they had been asked, and they just weren't asked in the right way that reached them. But really, the first 45 to 60 days, a lot of my time was spent on a listening tour. I went around and spoke one-on-one or in groups, visited offices, sat in practice group meetings. Everybody that would meet with me, whether it's attorney or staff, I made time for, and I told them I'm here to help and I want their feedback. I asked them questions about what's working and what isn't. What would they like to see different? Where are they struggling? Tell me about how you guys operate. It was really a worthwhile venture because it gave me a fast track to understanding the culture, how teams work together, where the big problems were, what was working. So I didn't change those things. We just moved on improving those things. But we really quickly identified all the pain points. And this is now my fourth law firm. And like I said, I don't think there was really anything hugely surprising other than just the little comments here and there from attorneys. But and they have all the same issues that other firms have: performance with systems they'd like to see improved, functionality and features, and they want to leverage technology to enhance the business and deliver superior legal services to their clients.
Well, that one thing that you mentioned that was interesting, a little bit about firm culture, and you hear a lot about that, and every firm has one, but what you hear is each are a little bit different. You mentioned you've been at several different firms. What was your, can you talk a little bit about the culture change for you switching firms? Was it much different? And if so, how did you react to that?
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. And even within a law firm, especially if they have multiple offices, each office, especially if they're in different sparse regions around the country, around the world, they can have their own, derivative of the culture. And I think it's critical to try to get a good sense, even before you even take the job, the best you can, the culture, because if you don't fit into the culture, that would be a bad surprise. Finding out you hate that culture will inevitably lead to you leaving or being asked to leave. So you want to make sure you get a good sense of that culture and ask those right questions and gather as much information as you can. But once you get there's a lot more in depth about the culture to discover and understand. And like I said, it's going to be different for every office, so you have to re-listen again to make sure you're not missing those little cultural nuances by region or office. And after the first few months, I'm always trying to learn and avoid those big landmines. You want to, for example, you want to learn who likes to be in the loop on things, who likes more information or less information, because you want to keep your ear to the ground by understanding that culture, so you can get those bits and pieces when those people are unsatisfied, because it usually doesn't come directly to you. You have to hear it through the grapevine. So keeping your listening mode skills in high gear is critical throughout that process of understanding the culture and where those landmines are.
Well, that's great. When you look back on your approach, what did you learn from that, and what might you have changed if you had to do it again?
Well, there is this balance that I'm always struggling with, and that's making the change too quickly or too slowly. And there is a, I mean, it's a hairline between the two. And when you come into a new job, you can read all these articles and things that says anything significant around your team, rearranging teams, hiring new people, roles, changing out people if you have to, needs to be done at or near the 6 month mark or just before it. And I think in today's faster paced world, I knew right away that 6 months is way too long. I tried to shoot for a 3 month mark. And when you're in there, you're trying to hit that mark where you're making those changes because you don't want to wait too long because there are pros and cons to waiting too long. But I think it would have been helpful if I might have been able to push those up even sooner to 60 days. And I say that because the sooner I can make those changes, the less painful it becomes later down the road. So if I made a personnel change at the 5 month mark, it was much more painful than if I just made it in the first 60 days. Now, granted, there's a downside to changing it that quickly. And you have to balance that out with, if you make it to a change too quickly, you may have made a mistake. And that's the last thing you want to do when you're dealing with people, because you're dealing with their lives. This is their career. This is their job. This is what they identify themselves with. And toying with that flippantly can be very dangerous, and to me, kind of hurts the trust the people have in you. Be very careful to come up with that fine line. So if I had to do anything over, I would try to make those changes a little bit sooner once I knew for sure that's the decision that I wanted to make.
Yeah, that's a very that's a good point and a very tough spot to be in. Thank you, Skip, so much for your time. Is there any last piece of advice you'd like to add? Anything I didn't ask you that I should have?
I don't think there was anything you didn't ask, but I would just say, going into it with a plan is critical. And when I was in the service, a Green Beret once told me, you've got to have a plan, but it never works out like the plan. But if you go in without a plan, you won't know where you're headed. So, meaning, if you don't have the plan and something goes wrong, you won't know the direction you're supposed to repoint your team. So I think it's critical to have that team. And there are a couple good resources right now that I use on a regular basis to refer to, even now, a year and some later. One is there, the CIO Executive Council has some wonderful documents, CIO.com. There's an excellent article if you're starting a new CIO role. It's called A Running Start: Success for Your First 90 Days on the Job. And of course, I highly recommend reaching out to the community, you know, especially those that have been CIOs for the first 1 or 3 years. They have a good perspective on things they would have done differently. And I think you probably found the same thing, Scott, that our ILTA peer members are always one of the most invaluable resources to us in getting input and bouncing ideas off of. So I just encourage people to use those resources.
Well, you're absolutely right, Skip, and you are a great example of that. Thanks again. This was Skip Lohmeyer, the CIO of Jackson Kelly PLLC and the co-president of the 2014 ILTA Conference. Thanks again for your time and sharing your knowledge and experiences.
Thanks for having me, Scott. It was a pleasure speaking with you today.